Hello, my name is Roger and I am calling from Flores International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threat and damage reduction. Can you help us answering us a few questions?
You're having a survey about what?
About hurricane threats and damage reduction. Also, how the current economic situation has affected you and your household.
What is your first question?
Well, I would like to know if your home is a single family home, a townhome, an apartment, or a mobile home.
I live in a mobile home.
Thank you. And do you own it or rent it?
I own it.
Thank you. And do you know when your mobile home has been built?
When we what?
When your mobile home has been built.
In the 1990s sometime.
Thank you. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
20 years.
Yeah. And how have you or any adults in your household experienced a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, a Category 2, Category 3, 4, or 5?
One. Way back. It wasn't too bad. We went up north when the other ones came.
And do you remember when that hurricane affected you and your household? Or do you remember the name of it?
It was about 15 years ago. It was a small hurricane. It wasn't too bad. Here anyway, I can't remember. I'm 88 years old. I don't remember too well, but...
Thank you very much. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazard? Do you feel vulnerable or you don't feel vulnerable at all?
I feel safe. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
There are so many places you can go, you know.
Okay. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
If a hurricane damaged my home?
If a serious hurricane...
I have insurance. Yes. I have a home up north, too.
Okay. So you would evacuate?
I don't know what I would do if I had to go from Florida. I prefer to be in Florida.
Okay. And where will you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? Where a hurricane watch is issued? Is this possible within 48 hours? When a hurricane warning is issued, this is within 36 hours? And your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours? Or do you have another plan?
No, I have insurance.
Okay.
I have flood insurance. I have insurance. I'm not concerned. Are you selling something?
No, I'm not selling anything. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Because, you know, I'm not buying if you're selling.
Yeah, I understand. However, this is only just to have like a general idea. How safe do you feel when something may happen like a hurricane?
Right now I'm a widow, so I have a lot of friends. I'm in a 55 and over park. I have a lot of friends, and we take care of one another. So I have always felt safe in Florida.
Okay.
Hurricanes or no hurricanes.
Okay? In considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
I'm as certain as I could be. I have, you know, hurricane windows. I have protection here as much as I can have in a in a home like this.
Okay, well, I understand. And can you tell me your top three sources of information, such as radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media, WhatsApp, or internet sources, such as web pages?
Wait a minute. You'll have to repeat that.
Yeah. Can you tell me your top three sources of information, like radio, TV, newspaper?
I watch television.
Okay.
And I watch the Weather Channel.
Okay. What about friends and family?
I live alone.
Okay. And what about social media or WhatsApp, such as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube?
What media? I watch News Nation.
Okay, thank you very much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the less prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness?
How would I rate my household for what?
Preparedness. How prepared is it for a hurricane or something that might happen?
It's prepared as much as it can be prepared. I have extra food. I have extra stuff. I have prepared as much as I can.
I can't prepare
any more than that, except I don't intend to be here when the hurricane comes. Not in a home like this. I will go to a safe building.
I understand. And can you tell me a number within 1 to 5? 5 is the most prepared and 1 is the least prepared.
I'm least afraid.
Thank you very much. And have any of these factors that I'm about to tell you impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm, like transportation costs, loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, property taxes, cost of childcare, cost of housing, cost of food and other essentials, or something else that you may have in mind?
I probably would go, I used to work for the Marriott. So the Marriott on Marco, they take the employees, you know, that in case of something like that, you know, we're allowed to go there.
Okay. Thank you.
And they have a huge, huge basement. And, you know, there's a lot of safe places I can go.
Okay. And may I know, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
There's static on this phone. Repeat again.
Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
I have a cell phone, and this is a landline.
Yeah, but
I have both.
No, but may I know if your home, your mobile home, is located in a flood or evacuation zone?
In a flood area.
Okay, thank you. And do you know what is the letter designation for the flood zone? A, B, or C?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know the flood zone numbers.
Okay. And when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, within 36 hours. If a Category 3 or stronger hurricane was going to hit your home within the next 24 hours, if an emergency management official ordered you to evacuate, or you wouldn't leave your house?
Oh, I would evacuate. I have places to go. I have friends that live in buildings, and I have Marriott to go to. I have friends that are very high up. No, I have too many places I could go.
Thank you. And if you needed to go, you already told me. Where will you go? Where will be your first choice? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby friend or family member? To another location within the state? As far as possible to another state? Or you wouldn't leave under any circumstances?
I would go to the airport.
Airport.
And then go somewhere to back up north.
Thank you. And may I know how many vehicles are available in your household?
How many what?
How many vehicles?
One.
Okay, thank you. And do you know what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
No, I have federal insurance.
Okay, thank you. And how confident are you that you could come out with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
I don't know what I would need, but my son would take care of that.
Okay.
I'm a widow.
Okay. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Do you know?
No, I have government insurance, so I'm covered with the... No, I'm covered.
Okay.
I don't pay any.
Thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowners insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off to cancel your insurance policy?
No, I wouldn't cancel my insurance.
Okay, thank you. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you to reimburse your costs? The federal government, state government, the local government, or the government shouldn't be involved in the recovery efforts?
FEMA is involved, and that's the federal government. But the state of Florida takes care of its elderly people, and I'm 88 years old. So I am not concerned. I've lived long enough to know that I feel safe. I have a lot of friends, and I'm not concerned. Actually, I don't like hurricanes. I will make sure that I'm safe. I can still drive. I have friends here that will call me instantly, and I will go with them. So I am not concerned. If you're taking a survey, I am an 88-year-old widow who is not afraid. And I want to stay in Florida. This is where I want to be.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes. Thank you very much. And
is that it? Because I have to go out.
Okay.
To my
neighbors. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Bye. Thank you.